Tom Heisler.
Yes.
Member of the TKK City Council. We asked him to come down here and, you know, we've talked to so many people over the county, but we have not reached out to TKK, and Tom agreed to come down. He's been watching all this yes. unfold. Even while he was vacationing, he was watching all this. From your perspective, you know, you're an elected official, and you see all this going on between the county and the city. I mean, what runs through your head in terms of the atmosphere that this creates?
Yeah, well, the first thing is you ask yourself, why was there no communication for the past 6-8 months when this has been being
worked on?
When
deal's been happening, yeah.
Right, and then this last-minute amendment, right? They could have tabled it, came back to it. There wasn't a rush to get it done.
Right.
And so, yeah, you really, the big thing is that communication, you know, and I did watch, as you just mentioned, I was on vacation, but I had my phone and was watching the last meeting there, and they asked, did anybody talk to the county? Has anybody talked to the city from the county? And everybody said no, with the exception of Tom Audette. And he reached out to a council member and tried to come up with a potential solution, and
they shut him down.
And they shut him down and were mad at him for doing it.
Yeah.
That's his job. You know, there's nothing wrong with having conversations. And they needed to have conversations, unfortunately, because then you get in the situation we're in.
But, you know, council members are going to have disagreements. I got that. Absolutely. Democracy is kind of a, you know, a mess. Yeah. But when you get to this point, if you're going to do this kind of, do it in closed doors. I mean, thrash it out in closed doors. Don't show your laundry in front of, you know, a prospective economic development prospect.
In other businesses yeah. see this, you know, happening. It's not good for recruiting.
And the fact that that whole meeting is on YouTube.
Yes.
It means the whole world can take a look at what's going on here in York County, South
Absolutely.
Carolina.
Absolutely.
So from Tika K's perspective, I mean, you're not in the business of developing industrial parks.
No.
Somebody might say, well, you know, in TKK, if you live in TKK, we don't care about this. But you do care about this.
Absolutely.
Because it impacts the whole county.
It does. I mean, there's a huge, you know, hopefully this happens, right? It's a huge win for the entire county. You know, just the tax base alone for the county side is huge, which, you know, helps every municipality, every resident of the county. But it also, you know, you see these fights, I'll say, between the two councils and the lack of communication, and it really drives home the fact, you know, from a TKK's perspective that, you know, we need to be working with the county in advance during negotiations so these last-minute hiccups don't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I've said before, one of the things that troubles me the most about all of this, not only have we shown our laundry to the world, but I keep thinking about the professional staffs of both the city and the county. The men and women who worked for essentially a year or more pulling this whole deal together, thinking they have it all put together, only to have it blown up by politics.
Yeah, yeah. And they work hard. People don't realize. I mean, you know, all the municipalities here and the county, you know, their council manager, former government. So the council's really a board of directors.
Yeah.
You know, in making business decision votes, but the day-to-day running of the cities and the county is run by the staff, by the manager, and, you know, we got great civil servants here in the county and all the towns, and they're working their butt off, as you said, to get these deals done, and then to have it blowing up last minute and try to salvage it is unfortunate.
And I got to say, the what do they call it? I guess the public dressing down, you know, the exchange between the chair, Christy Cox, mm-hmm. and the county manager, Josh Edwards, yeah. you know, went. I thought that was not the place for that.
Unfortunate. Yeah. That.
And why would you talk to your county manager the way she did? I just don't get that. I don't get it.
That's something that if she had an issue after the fact, right?
Yeah.
Not on camera.
Right.
You know, talk to him and keep it professional. It doesn't need to be.
That's right.
You know, addressing doubt, as you said.
But it was the situation where he had done what he was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
He had, you know, the question was asked, why was I not informed of this? And he said, I attempted to call you twice.
Right.
And then Councilman Litton said, well, why didn't you call him back? And her response was, well, I was too busy doing other stuff.
Right. And I'm sure she was busy.
I'm not discrediting how busy she was, but it's okay. Well, then don't come after him for not getting in touch with you when he made the attempt on two separate occasions.
Yeah. As Tom said at the beginning, communication.
Communication, yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, tempers get hot, and this whole situation is very delicate.
Yes.
And you got politics playing into this. It's just, you know, again, you're personal friends with Councilman Audette.
I am, yeah.
And I'm sure you talked to him after this all happened.
I have talked to Tom, yes, yes.
Fair to say that he was very upset?
He was not happy that, you know, the amendment he presented, I thought, was a very reasonable alternative to try to salvage this deal, you know. But it really didn't get the fair shake it needed to.
And as it turns out, had they sat and listened and discussed what he was proposing after talking,
right,
with Councilman Sutton and Black, and, of course, some input from David Vihan, the city manager, they would see that deal that he put on the table, yep, would have given more money
to
the Rock Hill School District than anything else that had been put out there.
Right.
But they shut it down, wouldn't let him talk, treated him like he was a prisoner or, you know, a traitor.
Well, they were yelling at him for doing his job. Yeah. How dare you go talk to city council.
Now, the two of y'all know a lot more than me about this, but could the council not have said, hey, based on what we have from Councilman Audette, because I think the question continued to be, is since there is no agreement, there was nothing in writing, that was what was continued by asked by Councilwoman Cox and Councilman Roddy, do we have some sort of agreement from the city saying they will accept? And of course, there was nothing written. Could the council at that point not have said, look, based on this new information, can we just table this until a later meeting and let's investigate and see if we vote in favor of Councilman Audette, the city of Rock Hill will accept it?
Absolutely, they could have. Yeah. Ask him.
Absolutely. They could have tabled it and had another meeting in the future. There was no, I don't know what the rush was to get this done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Because, I mean, that's the thing that I'm looking at is because the question that was asked by Cox and Roddy consistently throughout it was, do we have an agreement? Almost to the point where if the answer would have been, yes, we do have a written agreement that Rock Hill will accept this. Okay, well, you know, at that point, almost the way they asked that question is that would have changed their mind. So my thinking is, well, then let's just postpone this.
Yes.
Let's postpone this to a later date when that decision's made. Let's see if Rock Hill will accept this.
Well, absolutely. That tells me that there was more self-interest in this than there was to help the school district. Because if you were really out there to help the school district and you heard these numbers, which Tom Audette was able to get in, you would have paused and said, okay, let's make sure that this is real and not just a lot of talk.
Mm-hmm.
Tabled it, as Tom Heislip said, table it and come back.
And you still may have decided against it.
But as it turns out, this is what's ironic. As it turns out, you know, the die was cast before the meeting even started. They adopted the poison pill, and now you have a legal opinion, which has come out yesterday.
Yes.
The legal opinion, and we understand lawyers are talking about it this morning from both sides, but the legal opinion says you can't do this anyway, which means if that stands, then you're going right back to the original Philo agreement, and everybody's going to get their fair share.
Right.
And we've done all this for nothing.
For nothing, yeah.
So maybe somebody should have asked themselves before this ever started.
Yeah.
Should we get a legal opinion on this? Right. Can we even do this?
Yes.
Right?
And they,
which is where the county and the city could have sat down, had their lawyers there. Can we even do this?
Exactly.
And they're going to figure it out now after the fact.
After the fact, and hopefully not in a courtroom.
Tom, from your experience as a councilman in TGK and knowing the relationships between municipalities and the county, is this – Rock Hill and York County have had a difficult time. This is going back decades.
That's right.
My opinion is this decision sets that improvement back by years.
I'm afraid you're right.
And, you know, like how do you recover? Because it was already on extremely shaky ground, but it seems like this is just almost like just pouring gasoline on the fire.
Yeah, I mean, Rock Hill and the county are the two big elephants in the room in York County.
Sure.
Right. The rest of us, TGK, for me, we're the small municipalities, you know, but Rock Hill is a big city comparable. And so, but this really does, you have a lot of fighting between them, unfortunately. And now it's, instead of trying to mend fences and get this great deal for everybody, you're pushing that relationship even further.
You know, one of the things that Councilman Litton mentioned, which is being in TUK, this would probably be something that, you know, would make nervous, is he said, look, if we take the money from the city of Rock Hill, they're going to get their money somehow. And he said, what they're going to do is, he said, they're going to raise rates for water and sewer. And, you know, that seemed like that wasn't any discussion there. But my guess is, again, you know this better than me, Rock Hill provides the water and sewer for most, if not all, the county.
Correct.
So that in turn would cost everybody outside of Rock Hill more money.
Yes.
But I think the agreements that they have with all the municipalities and other areas that are getting water and sewer, they can only raise that by a certain amount. They just can't carte blanche.
We have a contract with them. It's a pass-through rate.
They couldn't do that.
But if there's areas, you know, where that contract's expiring, they then have the option to change the rates even more. And so we're pretty fortunate in TUK. We have a good working relationship with Rock Hill.
We don't want to be part of
this. We do not want to upset them.
TUK Switzerland in this deal.
Well, speaking of that, you know, we did talk yesterday with the Board of Trustees, Chairman Joel Hamilton at Winthrop University. Yep. And we did make we talked about Winthrop being the neutral party, Switzerland as he calls it. Could they take a role in trying to get everybody around the table?
Right.
And see if we can get, as Kerwood Chapel used to say, peace in the valley. Could we figure
Second
out—
Second time I've been quoted this morning, by the way.
It's a perfect, great, it's perfect, a quote, perfect phrase. Perfect quote. But, I mean, maybe they could get, you know, them to figure out how we could start moving forward. They got to stop pointing fingers and realize everybody's part of the problem.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And everybody benefits from this.
Everybody benefits from it.
It's a good idea, though. International relations, or political science professors in there.
But it takes a lot of guts for somebody to stand up and say, you know, I'm part of the problem.
Of course.
And I'm willing to figure out a way to move forward.
Yeah.
But trying to find a bunch of people at the elected level who would do that,
right,
may be a tall
order.
Maybe. And Winthrop might be able to pull it off.
They might, yeah. And Joel, being a former county council member himself, might have the connections.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe.
We might have to bring in the Secret Service for that.
Have protection around the area.
For those of you who don't know, Tom Hyslop used to be with the Secret Service.
Yeah, he can get it done.
He knows people. He gave up the Secret Service career because he got tired of running beside the limousine.
That's right. It's tiring.
Tom, thank you for spending some time here with us to give your input on what's been a big decision in the city of Rock Hill and the county of York.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.